A young girl and a woman have been seriously injured after a suspected stabbing in Dublin city centre this afternoon. Two other children were injured in the attack. A suspect has been detained by Gardaí.
5-year-old girl and a woman in her 30s are in a serious condition in hospital following an attack at Parnell Square East in Dublin this afternoon.
A date has been set for the trial of a man charged with the attempted murder of 3 children on Parnell Square in Dublin city. Riyad Bushakar faces 5 other charges, including assault causing serious harm, 3 counts of assault causing harm, and 1 knife offence.
Welcome to All Rise. I'm Aisling Moore, radio producer.
And I'm Frank Graney, News Talk's courts correspondent.
Today, the jury watched Riyad Bushakar's final Garda interview, during which he was confronted with more CCTV footage and some forensic evidence.
He was also told about the injuries suffered by the children and childcare worker Leanne Flynn, and it was put to him that he was in his full mind when he attacked them.
This is All Rise, the Riyad Bushakar trial. Welcome to episode 12, A Dropped Pin. So the prosecution is almost done, with the jury expected to hear from their final witnesses tomorrow. And before they wrapped up yesterday, they began hearing Riyad Bushakar's final Garda interview, and that's where they picked up today.
Yeah, this interview took place just after 9:30 on the morning of the 21st of December 2023. It was conducted by detectives Gary Moran and Kevin Bambrick at Mountjoy Garda Station. As we know, Riyad Bushakar was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. He was arrested the day before after he was medically discharged from hospital. This was a number of weeks after the alleged attack at Parnell Square. And in his earlier interviews, as we know, he went through how he left his hostel in the city centre to meet his brother on the day of the alleged attack in November of 2023. He had a letter from the Department of Social Protection, which he claimed was a refusal of disability allowance. He told the detectives his brother read it to him, explained its contents, and Mr. Bushakar said he got mad, tore it up, went back to his hostel, where he packed a suitcase that he left in a nearby mosque, before he started walking around the city centre.
Yes, and when he's shown more CCTV footage of his movements that afternoon, he tells the detectives he felt like someone who was broken. He was shown a clip of him at the back entrance to a language school on Parnell Square East. He said he's entering somewhere he's never been before in his life. He was told the receptionist told Gardaí she spoke to a man in the school who claimed he was waiting for his friend and the kid, and that she recognised that man as the man on the ground after the attack.
Yeah, and as we now know, the jury has heard from that receptionist. She gave evidence earlier in the trial. And during this interview, Mr. Bushakar was asked if that was him that she was referring to. He said he didn't know. He was also asked if he remembered asking a man for directions to the school. He supposedly did that in a laneway. Again, we heard evidence from that witness a few weeks ago. And in relation to that, Mr. Bushakar said, "I did that, but I'm not sure." He said he had no idea what he did. He said it looks like he was about to do something, but he wasn't sure. And he said, "Thank God, nothing worse happened."
He was shown another clip where it's put to him that he is looking over the wall of a school where children are playing before he asks a passerby where the school is. Riyad Bushakar replied, "I have nothing." Soon afterwards, he said, "You guys know I am sick." He was then shown another clip from Parnell Square East.
That's right. And Detective Garda Gary Moran points to some school children in that clip and tells Mr. Bushakar to watch a certain part. Mr. Bushakar identifies himself in the clip, says he was about to do something. He was asked what he was about to do. He says it looks like he is exhausted. Detective Moran tells him it looks like he's putting his hand in an area from where he later pulls the knife. Riyad Bushakar swears he didn't see it. "See what?" he's asked. "I don't know what I'm doing," he replied. Detective Moran then told him what he thinks he's doing in that clip, watching those children. He says, "You were about to attack them and you decided not to."
Not for the first time, Riyad Bushakar then says he sees someone who's not in the right state of mind. And he says when the family of the children see it, they are free to do with him what they want. He follows that by saying, for 140 years, I did not have a cent. How am I supposed to live?
Yeah, and at that point then, Detective Moran returned his focus to the alleged attack. He said these children are attacked, and he accused Mr. Bouchacker of dropping a pin for their school on his phone. In relation to the other group of children, he said they came out of the school that he was looking for directions to. He said they were taller, older and bigger than the children he's accused of attacking. And he said, you thought about attacking those children, but you believed it was too risky. You weighed up your options. Detective Moran put it to him that he didn't act there at that point because the children were older and in the presence of adults. And he said that that was a rational thought.
Mr. Bouchacker swore he had no idea, but Detective Moran said he believed he was thinking straight. He said he believed it was planned. The clip he was shown from was from 1 o'clock on the day of the attack, and the attack itself took place at 1:37. And it was put to Mr. Bouchacker that he waited in the area for 37 minutes, that he demonstrated patience.
Yes, and that was something that in this interview, Riyad Bouchacker rejected. He said it wasn't correct at all, but Detective Moran pursued it. He said the footage showed him demonstrating restraint, patience, and the ability to find the location. Mr. Bouchacker again said he wasn't in the right state of mind. He was shown the footage of the attack again. Detective Moran stood up in the interview room to point it out to him. And he said to him, you are now attacking the children. And Mr. Bouchacker said, that is a mistake.
Detective Moran then challenged Mr. Bouchacker's repeated claims that the children are okay. He told him he was wrong about that. He said, the full effects of the incident will live with them forever. They're not okay, he said, so you can stop saying that.
Yeah, and he then ran through the injuries suffered by his alleged victims. A six-year-old girl cut when she was attacked with the knife. Her hair was cut. A five-year-old boy hospitalised with a wound to his neck. Another five-year-old boy injured from an attempt to cut his throat. A girl stabbed in the head. A 10-centimetre deep wound. A skull fragment removed from her head. And at this point, after all of that was put to him by Detective Moran, Riyad Bouchacker said, do to me whatever you want. The detective then moved on to Leanne Flynn, the childcare worker who was minding the children that afternoon. She was pointed out to Mr. Bouchacker in the footage, and Detective Moran told him that when he thanks God for the children not dying, don't bother, he said. Thank Leanne, and you stabbed her as well, he said.
Mr. Bouchacker said, it looks like my mind flew away. But Detective Moran put it to him that he knew exactly what he was doing, because when Miss Flynn tried to stop him, he said he stabbed her to get at the children. Mr. Bouchacker was told she suffered a punctured lung and had her spleen removed. He was told she was still in hospital. Mr. Bouchacker replied, they told me I was in the hospital.
Yeah, and at that point, Detective Moran then pointed out the most seriously injured child. This little girl is 5 years of age, he said. You stabbed her into the chest. You stabbed a ventricle going into her heart. I swear I have no memory, Mr. Bouchacker said. Again, pointing at the screen showing the CCTV footage, Detective Moran said, she has collapsed here. She is clinically dead in this picture. She was revived at the scene. To which Mr. Bouchacker said a few moments later, I am a believer. I do not hurt people. I would not harm anyone.
At this point in the interview, Mr. Bouchacker was shown that knife that inflicted the injuries on all those children. Mr. Bouchacker said, it is the action of an unstable man. He was told his DNA was on the handle and that the blood of the most seriously injured child was also found on the knife. Again, Mr. Bouchacker repeated that he wasn't in the right state of his mind. He said he was finding it hard to express how he was.
Detective Moran then put it to him that he found the school himself. You asked for directions, he said. You interacted with many people. You looked for the school. You went around the back of the school. You looked at the wall where they were playing. You had the instinct not to attack bigger people who could defend themselves. You went for the smallest children you could find. And when someone intervened, you stabbed that person and went back again. You demonstrated that you had your full mind. You made decisions and you carried out this attack.
Mr. Bouchacker said that was wrong. He reiterated that he wasn't in his right mind. He said he didn't know what he was doing. Detective Morin put it to him that he waited in the area until there was a minimal amount of people around. He accused him of waiting to act and of seeing his moment. He pointed to a moment in the clip when he claimed Riad Bushekar had dropped his bag and taken the knife out.
Yes, in that moment, in all the time he had been standing there, Detective Morin put it to him that there was the least amount of people around and the most amount of children. Mr. Bushekar replied, "Thank God, no fatalities." And again, he said that he was sick just before this final interview was brought to an end.
After the jury finished watching Riad Bushekar's final Garda interview, Detective Sergeant Pádraig Cleary returned to the witness box. He said he and other senior investigating officers remained in contact with the DPP throughout the investigation, and on the same day his final interview was conducted, directions were received to charge Mr. Bushekar with the charges he is now on trial for. The jury heard Mr. Bushekar made no reply to almost all of the charges, except when charged with the attempted murder of the second girl, to which he replied, "I am a sick person." Detective Sergeant Cleary also clarified that the reference to the 36-centimetre knife related to the knife's overall length, while the 24-centimetre measurement on its packaging referred only to the blade.
Yeah, and that was a useful clarification because, and I suppose where the confusion lay was on the indictment, it's referred to as a 36-centimetre knife. So perhaps that's why he was asked about that. In any event, during cross-examination, and this witness was cross-examined, Detective Sergeant Cleary accepted that Mr. Bushekar had a cognitive impairment arising from brain surgery that he had back in 2021. Due to complications arising from that surgery, the jury was told a portion of his skull had to be removed, leaving part of his brain exposed and therefore more vulnerable to force to the head area. And Detective Sergeant Cleary also accepted that Mr. Bushekar had a history of seizures and that his impairment had worsened after being struck on the head when members of the public intervened that day.
The jury also heard that Mr. Bushekar had been assessed by two psychiatrists. They both found the impairment wasn't severe enough to support a defence of criminal insanity, but differed on his fitness to stand trial. In any event, it was accepted that the court ultimately found him fit to stand trial with appropriate accommodations.
Yeah, and we've seen those in place, and the jury would be well aware that Mr. Bushekar is being offered and indeed takes regular breaks. There is an intermediary and an interpreter in the dock with him to assist him with the process. And before this witness, Detective Sergeant Pádraig Cleary stepped down from the witness box, he confirmed that Mr. Bushekar, the accused man, has lived in Ireland for approximately 25 years. He is an Irish citizen, and that Gardaí believe he acted alone with no evidence that any other person was involved by way of assistance, encouragement or support. This witness also confirmed that Mr. Bushekar has no previous convictions. And once that cross-examination ended, the jury was then presented with some medical evidence in relation to two of the alleged child victims.
The medical evidence at the end of day 11 was presented by way of two agreed medical certs rather than live testimony, and it related to the injuries sustained by two of the children Riad Bushekar is accused of trying to murder.
Yeah, the jury first heard a medical report prepared by Dr. Nora Melody, a paediatrician, concerning a six-year-old girl. She drew on the child's medical records from the Children's Hospital in Crumlin, and she stated that the girl arrived that day back in November of 2023 by ambulance shortly after the stabbing incident at Parnell Square East, with the emergency department at the hospital already on standby to receive casualties. And on examination, she said the child was sitting comfortably. She described her as chatting, cheerful, despite having suffered what she said was a large flap-like scalp wound measuring approximately 8 centimetres. She said she was given IV antibiotics to reduce the risk of infection. She underwent a CT scan, which showed no penetrating brain injury, and her wound was then closed.
The second certificate was from Dr. Michael Barrett, who treated the boy, who was 5 at the time. He said the boy was found to have a less than 1 centimetre laceration to his neck, which was cleaned and closed using simple paper stitches. The injury required no further treatment. The boy was described as being in good spirits, was seen by a social worker before discharged, and was allowed home later that afternoon. Dr. Barrett noted the injury may leave only a small scar and that the boy did not require any further hospital attendances. And once those certs were read into the record, the jury was sent home for the day.
They were. And before they went home, they were told the prosecution may be in a position to close its case tomorrow. So we're now entering the final stages of Riyad Boushakir's trial.
And we'll be back with you tomorrow evening to bring you whatever the jury hears. But that's it for episode 12 of All Rise, the Riyad Boushakir trial.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow us or subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of the evidence.
All Rise, the Riyad Boushakir trial.
A News Talk original podcast.
Was hosted by Frank Graney and Aisling Moore.
Follow the podcast on newstalk.com, on the Go Loud app, or wherever you get your podcasts.